It's called the Fisherman's Honor Totem Pole. Carved into the yellow cedar log are depictions of different fishing methods that locals use.
You have the gill netter, and then you have the rod and reeler.
Artist Gordon Greenwald describes the design of the brand new totem pole that now stands at Hoonah's Harbor. He speaks through a microphone to a crowd of more than 100 people who gathered for the ceremony.
So this is what you're looking at. The Hoonah fishing people. All of us in the past, all of us in the future, and all of us now.
Many Hoonah residents attended the event, and a catamaran brought dozens of people from Juneau for the ceremony. Fishing is deeply intertwined with the economy and identity of Hoonah. During the 1950s and 60s, Hoonah became known as the home of the million-dollar fleet. That's because of the local fishermen's highly lucrative skills and success on the water. Hoonah's Vice Mayor Amelia Wilson thanked the crowd for celebrating the Katia and the meaning behind it.
And to see so many of our fishermen and fisherwomen here really just makes me so proud to be honoring all of you and that legacy that we have of thousands and thousands of years of amazing fishermen.
David Shakely, a speaker at the event, says the pole honors the fishermen who are alive today and recognizes those who have passed away. He references the rain, which patters down on the tents above the crowd. Many people present were active or retired fishermen.
This kutia is here to help turn those tears of sorrow into tears of joy, to continue on the fishing that is so important within the community, to continue that on into the future.
The ceremony included traditional songs and dance as the tarp was pulled away from the pole to unveil it to the community. In Hoonah, I'm Clarice Larson.